His parents wanted nothing more than to have a child. They had everything else. This was their one prayer to God. So they went to none other than the bringer of gifts to all children at Christmas, Saint Nicholas, to pray at his tomb to request this grace. They promised that if this prayer was granted, they would give their child in service to God. Their prayer was answered, and 9 months later, Campagnone and Amata gave birth to their first and only child, Nicholas. He was not only named after Nicholas, he had his generosity to the poor and his love for God. From early on, he wanted to attend seminary and did, but at the hearing of a moving sermon by an Augustinian friar, he decided to join their community. This was a religious community of hermits who lived in community in order to dedicate themselves to prayer and penance. Once Nicholas had professed his vows in the community, he was tempted to a life of greater comfort by a cousin who was a priest. Nicholas preferred the more rigorous life and cemented his future in the city of Tolentin. In fact, God spoke to him clearly, saying, "At Tolentin, you will have your dwelling. Remain in the state to which you were called, for there you will find your salvation." He was a saintly priest who had the gift of reading hearts in the confessional, telling penitents of their sins before they even spoke. He was also miraculously generous, blessing a house as Elijah did. They gave him bread, and then afterwards had a flour bin that never ran out. The secret to his holiness was his intense asceticism and prayer life, along with the community prayer. He added many of his own devotions, totaling to upwards of 13 hours of prayer a day. This led to a testimony of over 300 miracles at his canonization during his life and after his death. The following two stories showcase his deep love for the holy souls. One night early on in his priesthood, a brother from the community appeared to him in a dream, asking for prayers for him and many other souls in purgatory. He revealed to him how much he was suffering. When Nicholas woke up, he went to the superior of the community and asked for special permission to say masses all week for the souls in purgatory. The intention had previously been for the community, but the superior gave him permission to change it. At the end of that week, that brother appeared to him again in a dream, with gratitude for the help that he and many souls in purgatory had received. The second event had to do with his blood brother, Gentile. He was someone who lived the sinful life and then ended up being murdered in cold blood. Once, while Nicholas was in prayer, he heard the voice of his brother calling him, and he thought that it was the devil. Rather, it was his brother who had died 2 weeks previously, informing him that it was because of his prayers and penances that his soul had been saved from hell. As soon as that happened, he began offering masses so that his brother could be freed from purgatory. These two events dramatically influenced his love for the souls in purgatory and the intensity with which he prayed for them. Saint Nicholas also had an intense love for Our Lady. A tradition of 1294 tells us that the house of the Blessed Mother was miraculously moved to Loreto. Saint Nicholas, at 3 a.m. in the morning on December 10th, had a vision where he saw the angels carrying the house to Loreto. At that time, he exclaimed and called one of his brothers, who told him that it was a time of great silence. But Nicholas told him, "Come stand where I am standing, and you will see what I am seeing." As soon as the brother did this, he saw the same vision, and then both of them called the entire community, and they were all filled with amazement. Another event in the life of Saint Nicholas gives us both the love that he had for the Blessed Mother and the tradition of the bread of Saint Nicholas. The Blessed Mother and Saint Augustine visited Nicholas during a serious illness in the year 1303. Nicholas took the bread and water and made the sign of the cross, and at once his strength returned and he was healed. He was convinced from this experience that this would help others, and he passed on this tradition. Whenever he would visit those that were sick, he would encourage them to eat blessed bread and trust in the intercession of Mary. There are a few symbols by which Nicholas is known. During the later years of his life, he would have repeated dreams of a bright shining star on his habit. He was praying in a church, and he found himself surrounded by people from all over the world, speaking every different language. He was confused by this dream, and so he went to a friar that he trusted and asked him what it meant. The brother told him that the star symbolized his holiness and the many miracles that would occur after his death, and that people from all over the world, despite not knowing him in life, would come to know him after his death.